Sheffield Live, made in Sheffield, made by you.
Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082. Do you like Sheffield Live? Why not become a friend of Sheffield Live? Sheffield Live is a community radio station, and friends of Sheffield Live are people in the community who make a regular donation to keep Sheffield Live on the air. Join the Friends of Sheffield Live by writing to friends@sheffieldlive.org or go online to sheffieldlive.org/friends.
Thank goodness it's folk. Sheffield Live's weekly folk programme broadcasting to the world. With Sam Hindley and James Fagan. Every Friday at 10 a.m.
Sparrow King.
Welcome back to the second half of Thank Goodness It's Folk here on Sheffield Live with me, James Fagan. I hope you're doing well and I hope you're enjoying the program so far. That was Joan Shelley, one of my favourite artists from the States, and I don't even know how I missed her new release coming out in September. I've been so excited about it for a couple of years, which is how long it's been in the pipeline, that I missed it when it finally arrived. So it came out in September 2025 and it is called Real Warmth. And Joan Shelley is on tour in the UK. You can see her in London on the 20th of March, Manchester on the 21st of March, and Leeds on the 22nd of March. Her new album is made with a group of Toronto musicians and was recorded in Toronto. And that track was called Everybody. Absolutely stunning artist. Let's have another one straight away from the album. This is called New Anthem. And these songs are very much a reflection of Joan's feeling about the state of the world and the state of the US at the moment. This one is wonderful too. Joan Shelley. Joan Shelley with New Anthem from her brilliant new record, Real Warmth. I'm going to play you something now which is a great selection from our friend Nikki, and thank you so much for this suggestion. The track is called Compared to What, and if you're a fan of Roberta Flack, you will know that it was the opening track on her extraordinary debut album recorded in 1969 and produced by Joel Dorn. Of course, it went on to produce the worldwide Grammy-winning, award-winning hit song written by Ewan McColl for Peggy Seeger, The First Time Ever I Saw Your Face, which made Roberta Flack a world name. But the opening track is quite extraordinary. And, Nikki, I have never heard it before, and I'm delighted that you drew my attention to it. Recorded in 69, way before Roe versus Wade, it touches on the need for women to be able to cross state boundaries to get an abortion. It also touches on Lyndon Johnson's ambitions in Vietnam, the role of greed in the US, and the influence it still has on us all. A lot of issues still very relevant. Nikki, thank you for that summary of this great song. It really is brilliant. Roberta Flack with her radical song, Compared to What?
Possession is the motivation, hanging up the whole damn nation. Looks like we always end up in a rut, trying to make it real. But compared to what? Slaughterhouse is killing hogs. Twisted children are killing frogs. Poor dumb rednecks rolling logs. Tired old ladies are kissing dogs. And I hate that human love, that stinking mud. Trying to make it real. But compared to what? Said the president, he's got his war. Folks don't know just what it's for. No one gives us rhyme or reason. If you have one doubt, they call it treason. I said we're chicken feathers, all without one gut. But compared to what? Go to church on Sunday, sleep and not trying to duck the wrath of God. Preachers filling us with pride, telling what he thinks is right. But he must be some kind of stupid nut. Make it real. Try to make it real, yeah. Try to make it real. Try to make it real. passion is the motivation. Hanging up the whole damn nation. Looks like we always end up here.
Song is not the same. country of shadows and lightning beyond all command. And I'll stand on your shores, drink the dew in your dawns, and all the road is like a river of stars. The dance is free, we don't say who we are. Our souls are sighing like rushes in the wind as the tide is coming in. Oh, my love, I long to sing.
The Brothers Gillespie, aren't they wonderful? A real throwback, that sound. I just adore the sound that they make together. And they've got two nights in Sheffield, so obviously you adore them as well, because they need to put them on twice at Cafe 9 to get enough seats for you to be able to see them. They'll be there on Wednesday and Thursday, the 25th and 26th of February. That's Brothers Gillespie, and that came from their 2023 release called The Merciful Road and was Albion. Speaking of up-and-coming gigs in Sheffield, you can also see Bella Hardy from Derbyshire very soon, the next night, in fact, the 27th of February, Friday, at the Greystones. Here's Bella with her wonderful and very catchy song, Whiskey or the Devil.
Oh, now, brave boys, you're marching off to foreign wars. Drums are beaten, banners flying, the devil tonight, my home you'll see. Love, fare you well, oh, whiskey, you're the devil, you're leading me astray. Over hills and mountains and to America, you're sweeter, stronger, decenter than any man my way. Whiskey, you're my darling, drunk or sober. If you've no taste for whiskey, let one would steal your soul. If you're looking for false-hearted girls, the devil tonight, my home you'll see. But if you reach the further shore, the devil tonight, my home, you'll see. Love, fare you well, oh, whiskey, you're the devil, you're leading me astray. Over hills and mountains and to America, you're sweeter, stronger, decenter than any man my way. Whiskey, you're my darling, drunk or so.
My way, whiskey, you're my darling, drunk or sober. Oh, whiskey, you're the devil.
Ah, what a lovely version of Midnight on the Water from Will Bridge and Jackie Bowden, two young Sheffield folk stars in the making. And they are launching their debut album, which is called Bed and Breakfast, at Shakespeare's on this Sunday night. That is Sunday, the 15th of February. Will Bridge, who you might have seen before in The Underground Sun, and Jackie Bowden, who, if his name sounds familiar, he is indeed the son of John Bowden and Faye Hild. Wonderful box player, and Will Bridge, a very talented all-round musician as well. Jackie and Will both play a multitude of instruments, but on this album they focus on Will playing violin and Jackie on box, and Will sings as well. The album is available now on Bandcamp, and you should download a copy, and you should go along and support them at their launch on Sunday at Shakespeare's. On Sunday the 22nd of February, you will, if you have tickets, be going along to see Eliza Carthy and friends at the Greystones. The gig's sold out, but it is part of a national tour, a tour that was originally supposed to be Eliza's father, Martin Carthy, and we spoke about that a couple of weeks ago on this program, after the sad announcement that Martin has had to retire from performing due to late-onset Alzheimer's disease. Eliza, his daughter, has stepped in and is doing the entire national tour, but she's not doing it alone. She has recruited several friends, including Tim Erickson from America, Tim Van Eyken, who now lives in Sheffield. Who else is in it? Angeline Morrison. There are many, many people. Eliza's son, Finn, will be playing one of Martin's old guitars. The gig in Sheffield is sold out, but there are tickets still available for some of the gigs around the country, including Birmingham, I believe, still has tickets, and Leeds, if you wanted to go and see Eliza and friends. So I would like to play you one of Martin's tracks that he sang with the Watersons. This album was hugely influential on me as a young musician, and the Watersons well known for their four-part harmony, and Martin was quite a latecomer to the Watersons when he married Norma and became part of the group. And this is one of the rare songs in the Watersons catalogue that Martin actually leads, and it's his version of The Prickle Holly Bush. And after that, I will play you an American version called The Gallows Pole, sung by Tim Erickson, the great singer who you might know from Cordelia's Dad, who will be one of the guests on, I think, about five of the Eliza Carthy and Friends shows. So let's hear the Watersons, led by Martin Carthy, and then Tim Erickson, with the same ballad in very different forms.
Come slack your oars, cries George.
Come slack it for a while, for I think I see my father coming over yonder stile.
Did you bring gold?
Did you bring silver to set me free? Or to keep my body from the cold jail wall, and me neck from the high gallows tree?
I've no gold,
I've no silver to set you free, but I have come to see you hang, oh, hang upon the high gallows tree. Oh, the prickle holly bush, it pricks, oh, it pricks my heart full sore. And if ever I get out of the prickle holly bush, I'll never get in there any more.
Oh, slack your oars, cries George.
Come slack it for a while, for I think I see my mother coming over yonder stile.
Did you bring gold?
Did you bring silver to set me free? For to keep my body from the cold jail wall, and me neck from the high gallows tree.
I've no gold,
I've no silver to set you free, but I have come to see you hang, oh, hang upon the high gallows tree. Oh, the prickle holly bush, it pricks, oh, it pricks my heart full sore. And if ever I get out of the prickle holly bush, I'll never get in there any more.
Oh, slack your oars, cries George.
Oh, slack it for a while, for I think I see my sister coming over yonder stile.
Did you bring gold?
Did you bring silver to set me free? For to keep my body from the cold jail wall, and me neck from from the high gallows tree.
I've no gold,
I've no silver to set you free, but I have come to see you hang, oh, hang upon the high gallows tree. Oh, the prickle of a bush, it pricks, oh, it pricks my awful soul. And if ever I get out of the prickle of a bush, I'll never get in there any more.
Oh, slack your oars, cries George.
Come slack it for a while, for I think I see my sweetheart coming over yonder stile.
Did you bring gold?
Did you bring silver to set me free? For to keep my body from the cold jail wall and me neck from the high gallows tree.
I've brought gold,
I brought silver to set you free. Or I'm not come for to see you hang, oh, hang upon the high gallows tree. Oh, the prickle of the bush, it pricks, oh, it pricks my artful soul. And now that I'm out of the prickle of the bush, I'll never get in there anymore.
Hold up your hand, old Joshua, she said. Wait a while and see, for I thought I saw my own dear father come sailing over the sea. Oh, have you brought some money for me, or gold to pay my fee? For I have stolen a silvery cup, and hang it, I'm going to be. No, I have not brought any money for you, nor gold to pay your fee. I have just come to see you hang from yonder's gallows tree. Hold up your hand, old Joshua, she said. Wait a while and see. For I thought I saw my own dear mother come sailing over the sea. Oh, have you brought any money for me, or gold to pay my fee? For I have stolen a silvery cup, and hang it, I'm going to be. No, I have not brought any money for you, nor gold to pay your fee. For I have just come to see you hang from yonder gallows tree. Hold up your hand, old Joshua, she said. Wait a while and see. For I thought I saw my own true love come sailing over the sea. Oh, have you brought any money for me, or gold to pay my fee? For I have stolen a silvery cup, and hang it, I'm going to be. Yes, I have brought some money for you, and gold to pay your fee. I have just come to save your neck from yonder gallows tree.
You wake under my skin, clamp my body wearing thin, arise to violent mornings shared before. I've given you six babes and only one wanted to stay, and still you prize the last love out. to please, but you've brought me to my knees. Love once young turned into something sour. Now you're screaming in my ear about a boy I think of dear. I've done no more than what you're guilty of, guilty of. I've done no more than what you're guilty of. Arsenic's the remedy to bring you down on your knees. I understand how much you like the high. Have you any regret as your It's early in the morning and your body's lying cold, warmer to the touch than ever before. When the doctor comes to call and cannot do no more, he tells me you're at peace. How can you be? How can you be? He tells me you're at peace. How can you?
Gowers, what a great voice she has, and a wonderful guitar player too. Her album that came from was called Dwelling by the Weir, and I highly recommend it. Her first full-length album, that was, I think. And that song is called A Letter to the Dead Husband of Mary Ball. Very evocative indeed. Ellie Gowers, check her out. She's made several EPs at least since then, and a new record too, and is well worth catching live. Some of you might have seen her just last weekend with the Magpie Arc Down at the Indoor Festival of Folk. Another artist playing in Sheffield very soon is the great Northumbrian piper Catherine Tickell with her new band, The Darkening. They'll be at Firth Hall at 7 o'clock on Sunday, the 1st of March, if you can still get a ticket. And from their record Cloud Horizons, here's the very uplifting set, Quilly Reel, Catherine Tickell and The Darkening.
Friday's Child, that's me.
A child ballad every Friday.
We continue on through the wonderful child ballads, and this week we're up to child ballad 206. If you're paying attention, well, I suppose if you've been listening this far into the show today, you probably are a regular listener, and you will know what we're doing with the Friday's Child. If you've never heard it before and you've just tuned in, we are going through the wonderful collection of Scottish and English ballads published in Victorian times by Francis James Child, looking at ballads from England and Scotland. He published 305 ballads, and we've been playing recorded versions of as many as we can find in order, and we had to miss last week's because there is no recorded version of ballad 205, known as Loudon Hill or Drumclog, which brings us on to child ballad 206. It is called Bothwell Bridge, or the Battle of Bothwell Bridge, and there are four tunes listed in Bronson's great collection of the tunes to the ballads, and the American folk singer Max Dunbar, who had a great interest in the antiquities of Scottish battles, recorded an album in the 1950s, I think, for the Smithsonian Institute. Yeah, 1956. The album was called Songs and Ballads of the Scottish Wars, 1290 to 1745. A catchy title. And it's not the first time I've had to turn to Max Dunbar's versions to play you a ballad from the Child Collection. So this week, 206, The Battle of Bothwell Bridge. And if you know your Scottish battles history, you will know that this was a battle that took place on the 22nd of June 1679, fought between government troops and the militant Presbyterian Covenanters, who were rebelling briefly. But this battle signalled the end of that rebellion. And it took place at the bridge over the River Clyde between Hamilton and Bothwell in Lanarkshire. So let's have a listen to Max Dunbar with Child Ballad 206, The Ballad of Bothwell Bridge. Can't imagine this has been played on the radio a lot recently.
Tune arose in the morning, and mounted by the break o' day, and he has joined our Scottish lads as they were marching out the way. Now farewell, father, and farewell, mother, and fare ye weel, my sisters three, and fare ye weel, my Elstone. For thee again I'll never see. So there I wat to Bothwell Hill, and waily they raid Bonnelly. When the Duke of Monmouth saw them come, he went to view their company. You're welcome, lads, the Monmouth said, you're welcome, brave Scots lads, to me. And say, are ye brave Elstone, the foremost o' your company? But yield your weapons in and a', och, yield your weapons, lads, to me. For gin ye'll yield your weapons up, ye's game to your country. Oh, out then spak a Lennox lad, and away he spak Bonnelly. I winna yield my weapons up to your not an man that I see. As e'er ye saw the rain doon far, or yet the arrow frae the bow, say our Scottish lads fell even doon, and they lay slain on every knoll. Oh, hold your hand, the Monmouth cried, gie quarters to yon men for me. But wicked Claver swore an oath, his cornet's death revenged should be. Oh, hold your hand, then Monmouth cried, if anything ye'll do for me. Hold up your hand, ye cursed Grame, else a rebel to our king ye'll be. Then wicked Clavers turned about, ay, what an angry man was he, and he has lifted up his hat and cried, God bless his majesty. Then he's awa' to London town, any so fast as he can dree, false witness he has wi' him ta'en, and ten Monmouth's head frae his body. Along the brae beyond the brig, many brave men lies cold and still, but lang we'll mind and sair we'll row the bloody battle o' Bothwell Hill.
Thank you.
422 from their 2006 album, which was called One, and featured that beautiful tune by Sam Peart, the accordion player with 422. His tune is called A Special Day and has been played all around the world now. It's a very, very beautiful tune indeed. And then you heard Joey Oliver leading the last polska there on the whistle. Joey Oliver, Emily and Sophie Ball, Ian Stevenson and Sam Peart. That was 422, really sensational band. As well as their concert spots, they were a great Kayleigh band. And they still get together when they can. Speaking of Kayleighs, I'm delighted to say that I'll be playing one with Nancy Kerr, Sandra Kerr, and the aforementioned Joey Oliver and his dad, David Oliver, stalwarts of the Northumbrian Kayleigh circuit at Shrewsbury Folk Festival this year under the new name Northern Nancy. So if you're going to Shrewsbury, do come and have a Kayleigh with us and say hello. Right then, that's pretty much all the time I've got this week. I really hope you've enjoyed the program. Thank you so much to my very special guests in the first half, The Weaving. Do look out for their album Warp and Weft. And if you're anywhere near London on February the 19th, you could do a lot worse than go along and see them launch their beautiful record combining English and Irish traditional songs and tunes. Sam will be with you next week, and I will leave you now with a last track selection from Dick Gocken's live selection of US touring in 1981 from the box set. This is Leon Russellson's World Turned Upside Down.
Well, thank you for having me. In 1649, 'tis in George's Hill, a ragged band they called the Diggers came to show the people's will. They defied the landlords, they defied the laws, they were the dispossessed reclaiming what was theirs. We come in peace, they said, to dig and sow. We come to work the land in common and to make the wasteland grow. This earth divided we will make whole, so it can be a common treasury for all. The sin of property we do disdain. No one has any right to buy and sell the earth for private gain. By theft and murder they took the land,
Now everywhere the walls rise up at their command. They make the laws, the chain as well. The clergy dazzle as we heaven, or they damn us into hell. We will not worship the God they serve, the God of grain who feeds the rich while poor men starve. We work, we eat together, we need no sort. We will not bow to masters or pay rent to the lords. We are free men, though we are poor. You diggers all stand up for glory, stand up now. From the men of property, the orders came. They sent the hired men and troopers to wipe out the diggers' claim, tear down their cottages, destroy their corn. They were dispersed, only the vision lingers on. You poor take courage, you rich take care. The earth was made a common treasury for everyone to share, all things in common, all people one. We come in peace, the horror came to cut them down.
Thank you very much. Good night to you. Thanks. See you again.